The day's other headlines, House lawmakers have approved the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, for 2 years. Today's vote comes after an earlier version of the bill that called for a 5-year extension failed in the House. But the measure won't head to the Senate for approval just yet. Opponents scheduled a reconsideration vote for next week. The surveillance program is scheduled to expire on April 19th. The Biden administration has announced a new wave of student loan cancellations today. They're forgiving $7.4 billion in debt for 277,000 more borrowers. The administration has now provided loan relief to 4.3 million people, totaling more than $150 billion in aid. Last year, the Supreme Court blocked the president's broader debt cancellation plan, saying he lacked the authority to do so without congressional approval. Officials in Belgium are looking into whether Russia is meddling in upcoming European Parliament elections. Authorities say that Russian agents in Brussels are promoting pro-Moscow candidates to try to undermine the EU's support for Ukraine. They've allegedly even tried to bribe some lawmakers. Belgium's prime minister announced the probe today.
Belgian intelligence services have confirmed the existence of pro-Russian interference networks with activities in several European countries and also here in Belgium. The goal is very clear. A weakened European support for Ukraine serves Russia on the battlefield.
Russian authorities deny the accusations. The Europe-wide elections are slated for June. In Russia, authorities in the city of Orenburg ordered thousands more residents to evacuate today as floodwaters rise even higher. The deluge started last week when the Ural River burst through a dam. The water level is more than 6 feet above what's deemed safe. 360 additional homes were flooded overnight. Some residents there have come back to survey the damage.
This is how high the water level got over the last 3 days. We never expected it to rise so high. We lifted all the furniture up, the chairs, but as you can see, it's all floating now. Everything we've worked for is gone.
In total, more than 120,000 people have been forced to evacuate their homes in Russia's Ural Mountains, Siberia, and Kazakhstan. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings for parts of the Northeast as severe weather makes its way through the region. Storms had already knocked out power for thousands in the Virginias and southeastern New York. Overnight, heavy rains brought flash floods to West Virginia. And today, streets in Washington County, Pennsylvania, were underwater. In Texas, one person has died and 13 others are injured after a driver intentionally drove a semi-trailer truck into a public safety office. The 18-wheeler left a hole in the side of the building in Brenham, Texas. That's about 75 miles west of Houston. The driver was taken into custody. Authorities say the 42-year-old's renewal for a commercial driver's license had been rejected at the facility. On Wall Street today, stocks closed sharply lower to end the week amid ongoing inflation worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 475 points to close below 38,000. The NASDAQ lost 267 points. The S&P 500 gave back 75. And still to come on the NewsHour, David Brooks and Ruth Marcus weigh in on this week's political headlines. And we remember our co-founder and longtime co-anchor, Robert McNeil.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.